I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Playing lots of brand new Australian tracks for you from independent artists. And we've got Andrew Darling live in the studio. And he's going to have a bit of a chat and play us a song of his. So, Andrew, welcome to Yarra Valley FM.
Thanks, Greg. I'm excited to be here with you.
No worries. Now, you're very local, aren't you?
Yeah. I live in Healesville.
Yep.
And I teach music at the Steiner School and also Healesville High.
Oh, look, half our audience will know you.
Yeah.
How long have you been at the Steiner School?
I think it's about 10 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I run a jazz band there as well as teach. I teach the trumpet there.
Yeah. They got a huge music scholar system up there.
It's
met so many young people who have really grown a lot in their musical abilities going through the Steiner School.
Mm. And there's people out there, there's like kids that I've taught who are now really, you know, significantly successful professional musicians. There's one kid there, Raya, who was in my first jazz band there, and now he, you know, if you look at his Spotify thing, there's like, I think hundreds of thousands of streams on some of his songs.
Mm.
So there's lots of good music students coming out of there.
Yeah, great stuff. So you got any music when you were a student as well?
Kind of. I went to a private school for a few years where you had to do an instrument.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do the drums, and for some reason I got given a trumpet.
Right.
And it was like
that'll teach you.
Yeah. I'd never thought about doing the trumpet, and it was some weird twist of fate that's gone on to define my whole life.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I gave that up. I quit the trumpet and actually destroyed my trumpet in frustration and then quit and smashed it.
You're allowed to do that with accordions.
With
accordions.
Yeah. I've got one. Maybe I should try it. But yeah, it wasn't until I went and saw U2 when I was, I think, 15. And I hadn't ever thought about being a musician before that. And as I was watching them and experiencing the sort of spiritual power and uniting force of what they were doing, it was just like in that moment I realised that was going to be my life path.
Mm. And how did that take you a long time?
I went out and bought a guitar really soon after that and got into playing guitar and just sort of, you know, started writing songs and learning how to play lead guitar and all that. And then as soon as I finished school, my parents, I started doing a law degree.
Yeah.
But within like, I think it was just 1 month, I kind of went, this is not my tribe of people. Mm. And just kind of dropped out and just played music.
Mm. Right, so you're still teaching.
Mm.
Yep. So music is more of a release, a pleasure, rather than a full-time job.
Well, yeah, I guess I wouldn't say it's a full-time job, but it's like a full-time pursuit.
Yeah.
Because I've sort of any spare moment in my life. I mean, I'm either teaching music or practicing music.
Yeah.
Or writing music. So it's just kind of like a constant obsession.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm still doing gigs pretty much every week in a variety of bands. So, you know, I love teaching, and initially it was just because I had kids and I had to find a way to pay the bills.
Yep.
But I now love it, and I've learnt so much from teaching as well. So it's just kind of another part of, I think most musicians teach at some point. So, it's like, to me, they're just completely intertwined things.
Yeah. And with teaching music, you get to see results.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're teaching maths, the results might not come till years later down the track in the student's life, but you can see results as you go.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, even just today I had a couple of kids walk in and they had practiced, which is not always the case.
Yep.
And they were like, they'd made a developmental leap. And it's exciting. It just feels like a beautiful thing to be that, you know, just a little sort of instrumental factor in a child's life is a beautiful thing.
Mm. Excellent stuff. So you're not just a musician, you actually write songs. So your songwriting component.
Mm.
Now, I've asked this of other musicians.
Yeah.
Do the words come first or the music to you?
It's a funny thing. There's this wonderful book called Songwriters on Songwriting.
Yeah.
And I borrowed it and like borrowed it off someone for way too long and had to give it back. So then I ordered my own copy. And it's put together by this guy. He's the president of the American Songwriters Guild. So he's like a songwriter himself. Mm. And it's got Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, Paul Simon, like just you name it, who's who of songwriters. But all the interviews are about the songwriting process and their musical life, you know, not like who they've taken drugs with or whatever.
Mm.
So, but the theme that comes through that is that none of them seem to know how it happens.
Yeah.
It's just a mystery to all of them, it seems. And I find it the same. It's sometimes a little fragment of even just a title or just one phrase comes and that begins the process. Quite often it'll be just like mucking around with the guitar and coming up with some chords and trying to hum some things. Yeah. Or sometimes I'll record it on my phone and play it back and play along with the trumpet to try and get a melody, because the melody that comes out playing on the trumpet is different to when I'm singing.
Yeah.
So there's kind of all these different angles, but it's just, it still is very mysterious, and it'll kind of explode and there'll be a few songs and then like a dry patch for months.
Mm.
And I think that's kind of a really beautiful thing about it. You know, if you kind of had it all sorted out and knew how to do it on tap, and then wouldn't be quite as astonishing.
No. Creation of something new is very meaningful, and sometimes you just have to wait. So, So do you go around and you might be driving down the road and some snippet of a tune will come into your head and you think, oh, that's new, that's got to be used somewhere, or?
I find it doesn't happen so much in random moments like that. It's more when I sit down and go, all right, I'm going to try and see what happens.
Yeah.
With a guitar, or sometimes words do happen that way, and I'll sort of, you know, scramble for my phone and try and write them down in a note on the phone, like, you know, pull over on the side of the road or something.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, sometimes I wish there was a few more days in the week where I wasn't working and I could just kind of go, okay, I've got that thing, I'm going to explore that today.
Yeah. Now, you got a beautiful looking acoustic guitar with you today.
Yeah, this is my new love.
Yeah, it looks pretty special. Do you only play guitar?
Yeah.
You've given up the trumpet completely? Or do you
still play. I mean, I play in a jazz band, so that's trumpet and some singing.
Yeah.
I play in a funk band, that's pretty much all trumpet. Like, I sing a couple of songs in that, but that's mainly trumpet. But in my original band, The Anecdote, which is with another music teacher from the Steiner School and his wife... So that's all mainly guitar-based stuff and singing and just picking up the trumpet for a little bit of, you know, a bit of a solo here and there.
Yeah.
But this solo thing that I'm doing now, which is just the gig I've got coming up, is the second gig that I will have done as this sort of solo project. There's no trumpet. It's just all guitar and singing.
Mm. And the gig's local as well.
Yeah. Mm. Can I mention it?
Yeah.
So Friday evening at the Rochford.
This Friday?
Lounge. Yeah, this Friday, May 14. I think it starts about 7. I might be on around 8:30, something like that. And, it's a great place to play. It's a beautiful stage. I played there once before. And I don't know. So, you know, beautiful venues like that are dedicated music venues, they kind of bring out the best.
Yeah.
You know, I've done gigs like, I think I remember... one of the worst ever was at the Elstonwick Tavern. And we were like in the corner and like each wall either side of us was just the TAB, the races and the dogs. And, you know, that's just not conducive to typical music.
So actually you'll be playing all your own songs or you do any covers or?
Well, yeah, mainly I think it's a 50-minute set, so it's mainly my own songs.
Yeah.
Some of them are from my band, and there's quite a few newer songs that aren't in that band, which I'll probably kind of, I want to sort of differentiate them a bit.
Yeah.
And then a song that I really love playing is a song called Who Are You This Time? It's a Tom Waits song, so that's a cover. And also, if you know Neil Young's song Cortez the Killer.
Yeah.
So I might do those two as well. It's just kind of, I think sometimes it's nice when you're seeing an original artist and you don't know their music and it's all new. Sometimes, you know, giving people something they already
they
know.
They can relax.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you are going to bring us a tune today.
Yeah.
But before you do, because there will be musicians out there or people who understand instruments.
Yeah.
Tell us about your guitar.
All right. So it's a, I'm just having a look at the model number. It's a Taylor 326 CE.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Taylors are beautiful guitars. And it's like the first really, you know, astonishing instrument that I've owned in my life. But it's got a hole in the body. It's not the main sound hole. It's got another hole, which that's for putting a microphone there. So I was told when I bought it. I mean, it sounds really nice acoustically, feels great. But where that hole is where it's another miking point for recording. So so I'd hope to record an album within the next year. So that's, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing how this translates into recording this guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, nice six-string acoustic.
Mm. Tasmanian blackwood.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Yeah.
It's nice to know that an American guitar company is buying Aussie wood.
Yes, yeah. And then shipping it back here.
That's right, for big bucks.
So what would you like to bring us today, Andrew?
Well, I'm gonna play a song called Virtuoso Conductor. I've got the lyrics just here because it's still very new, and so I wrote it during the lockdown towards the end of last year, and as you probably experienced, it was a bit of a stressful time in a variety of ways, and I think a peak of global stress was the American elections, you know, towards the end of last year. And I, you know, it was felt like the whole world was like sitting on the edge of their couches watching this thing unfold, because it has such, you know, sort of high stakes impact on the rest of us in different ways. And you know, leading up to that, there was the George Floyd getting killed. There was the Black Lives Matter movement, which was already happening, but really, you know, exploded into greater prominence then. And, you know, and there was, of course, the ongoing sort of like reality TV show of Donald Trump presidency. And so I just kind of, I remember writing a message to someone saying he's like a virtuoso conductor, you know, sort of with the people who are, you know, that sort of really acolyte kind of followers.
Yeah.
And this is my friend Leanne, who plays in my band. She said, oh, that'd be a good sort of, you know, start to a song. Mm. And I thought, oh, I didn't think of that when I wrote that. And so that triggered the idea, and I thought, oh, yeah, maybe I should try, because normally I write very personal songs. Yeah. And I'm not kind of so used to writing songs that are about external matters or stories. And I thought, I should try and write a song about this, because this is like a pretty wild thing that's going on. Be good to put it into song. And then when I sat down and started doing it, it really tumbled out, and like all of the different themes kind of came up within it. So, it's a new one. It's pretty fresh, but it feels like, you know, it touches on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A virtuoso conductor of a discordant orchestra, flailing his arms in the air. Stand back and stand by till I give the war cry. The proud boys are poised in their lair. The conspiracies grow, but the right people know I'm here to transform this whole world. The victims shine bright, downtrodden and white. At the rallies, my love is unfurled. Let me hold on to my crown, or else I'll tear this whole place down. I'm born to rule and command. Let me take all of your hand. The red writer's rage as a man sweeps the stage where speeches hang dead in the air. Red ribbons hang tattered, and the black lives that matter are those that will vote the right way. When I scream I can't breathe, I get no reprieve. The onlookers watch through their phones, and the people that rise from a lifetime of lies are alt-left thieves to the throne. Let me hold on to my crown, or else I'll tear this whole place down. I'm born to rule and command. Let me take all of your hands. I sit and I tweet and decry my defeat. Play golf as a nation hangs poised. I'm glued to fake news, yet still I refuse to surrender my desperate ploys. When I divide and conquer, I feel so much stronger. Get me old Vlad on the phone. But in late nights I sigh, and the raving tweets fly. You know I just can't be alone. Let me hold on to my crown, or else I'll tear this whole place down. I'm born to rule and command. Let me take all of your hands. Let me take all of your hands. Let me take all of your hands. This is now Trumpian land.
Great stuff. Bit of socio-political comment there. And wasn't it a crazy time watching all that happen?
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah, you must have been quite inspired because, very good verses there.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it did feel like some songs are quite painstaking and, I've had songs that have taken 20 years to finish off, but that did feel like it poured out in quite a, like it was just a, maybe a day or two of just finishing it off.
Yeah. Do you get much reaction when you play that?
Well, I'm always a bit interested to hear. I mean, I've only probably performed it three times. And so I'm a bit intrigued because you just never know when the absolutely fanatical Donald Trump supporter might be in the crowd. But I have sort of said to people, look, you know, this is what I'm singing here, and you know, it's obviously what I feel, but I'm not trying to say that I know everything and that I've got all the answers on this stuff and really know the deeper story. But I think that's the whole thing, like no one really knows. It's such a kind of weird world of smoke and mirrors from all angles, so yeah. That's just my take on it, so hopefully that gets me off the hook and not beaten up.
No, not beaten up today. So, yeah, you'll be at Rochford this Friday night.
Yep.
And there's, two or three other bands playing?
I think there's three other artists. Mm. It's kind of, they've asked me, I'd played there, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they've asked me to come back as what they're calling a feature artist. So they're having like a main set and then a few other shorter sets from some other people, and I'm not quite sure who that is yet.
Yep.
But they have. Last time I played there, there's some wonderful singers and performers, and so I'm looking forward to being entertained as well.
Mm. And for those interested, how can they find you on socials or the internet?
So I My Facebook thing is Andrew Darling, singer-songwriter.
Yep.
So that's that way. The website that I'm on is www.theanecdote.net.
Yep.
And I've got a page on that which is just for my solo stuff. Mm. And then The Anecdote, the music, is also on Spotify, Bandcamp, all that stuff.
Yep.
And some of the songs that I perform solo are all on the stuff we've got on Spotify, but just with cello and percussion.
Well, thank you very much, Andrew. Yeah, I loved that song. Keep being brave.
Yeah, it's just the cat amongst the pigeons a little.
Yeah. All right, and for those of you who want, yeah, he's playing at Rochford this Friday night. So you can get onto his website and the social media and check Andrew out, see what other gigs he's got coming up, and listen to his music.
Thanks a lot, Greg.